بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We thank Allah تبارك وتعالى for giving us the topic opportunity to sit in Medina Munawwara, the حلقة of تعليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. الله سبحانه وتعالى has afforded us, we sinful ones, apart from the time of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, 1,447 years plus minus, away from the time of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah has given us the opportunity to put foot in Madinatul Munawwara, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of those pure souls of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and those Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, what was pumping in their hearts, what love they had for Deen, what fervor they had, what spirit they had to sacrifice, to keep the Deen alive, to revive the Deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are sitting in that city right now, the city of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where there was muhabbat and love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The concern that was pumping in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in every home. The movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, out of Madinatul Munawwar in the path of Allah, this was the goal of every home, and how my husband can move in the path of Allah. How can I be the one that will prepare him and my children to move in the path of Allah for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam? We are sitting in that city, the capital of the world. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us, we impure ones, to put our impure feet on this pure zameen and pure earth of Madina Tayyiba, the most beloved place to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us. We have to get ourselves accepted before we leave Madina Munawwara. We have to go to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, put our case forward. We have to make niyat and intentions. By going back home, what is the plan to preserve these moments to spend in Madina Munawwara? We preserve the moments, not by selfies or with cameras, but with the camera of the heart. There are locks of the heart. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah waftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your dhikr. We are here in the city of dhikr, the city of mentioning the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We learned everything from the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How for us to preserve this and take it back home? And that it was in the hearts of the sahabiyat that walked the streets of Madina Munawwara. When the command came down for parada, immediately they fell down. They fell down and they called out, bring a sheet, bring a shawl to cover us. The command of Allah has come. They had that type of iman. When the call came to move in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, that love was pumping in their heart for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The day, the night, the children, they gave birth to children for the fikr of deen, not to worry what they would eat in this world. The sahabiyat would say to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, these were the calls and these were the voices that these gullies of Madina Munawwara heard. They will say to their husbands, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Then, oh my husband, be careful, be aware, be cautious from partaking of anything haram. Don't bring anything haram home. We will be sabr, we will be patient upon hunger, but we cannot be patient upon the fire of Jahannam. These were the hearts of Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. What was in their hearts, what love for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how we can get the same. Those cries are still alive. Those cries, those halqas of ta'aleem are still alive in Madina Munawwara for us to open our hearts. Allah, open our hearts. Allah, maftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikri. Allah, open the locks of our hearts. The hearts have locks. We have come to Madina Munawwara to the locksmiths of all locksmiths, to the feet of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Khalid bin Walid came. Ya Nabi Allah, he opened his heart to the love of deen. Wahshi came with blood on his hands of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Ya Rasulullah, he came into your court. Ya Rasulullah, you opened his heart also. Thumama bin Uthal was captured and he was tied to the pillar of Masjid al-Nabi for 3 days. It will Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in all the cities of the world, I hate the city the most. From all the faces in the world, I hate your face the most. 3 days he spent in the Masjid al-Nabawi. He saw the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw the environment of deen in Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala give us hearts that we can see these things happening in Madina Tayyiba. After 3 days they released him. He left the masjid, he goes out. He takes a ghusl, he comes back. And he puts his hand in the hand of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muhammad, from today your city has become the most beloved city to me. From today your face has become the most beloved face to me. The locks of the hearts were opened. Ya Allah, we don't want to go back home with locked hearts. That I haven't realized the purpose of my life. Which way to take my children? Which way to take my husband? There's only one direction, and only one direction. That is to Madina Munawwara. My home has to become a namuna, a sample of the homes of the Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. Their bashfulness, their sifat, the quality of iman, of taqwa, the quality of their salah, how they perform salah, the quality of their ilm and dhikr, the knowledge they had. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, 2/3 of deen and the laws of deen were learned from her. Our ilm, the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ikram for entire humanity. Sahabiyat, they had this fervor that every tablet was eat on my dastarkhan. How for us to open our hearts, our dastarkhans. Every jamaat that will come to my locality, every jamaat that will come to my locality must eat off my hand. This is my investment. My children should be going to all those countries that I have fed. This was a dua of Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. How my children can be accepted. They made the tashkil of their husbands not to go for 3 days and 4 months and 40 days. Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the paralyzed Sahabi, his wife is telling, oh Amr, Sahaba Ikram and Uhud, you are sitting at home. I am disabled. You should also go in the path of Allah. They were making the tashkil of their husbands to go and give their life, become shaheed. The deen of Allah came with sacrifice, will remain with sacrifice. It will go through progeny, through sacrifice and qurbani. One dadi, one nani, one mother comes unto deen, generations will come unto deen. The fashion she will adopt, how she will dress the husband, she will tell him, I love you more with your sunnah beard. You look more smart with your pants and your kurta above your ankles. Muhammad increases when you come back after 40 days. This will be the sada. This will be the call of the mother in the home. The children will grow up with this. Dead nani, dead daddy, the mother will leave the world. She brought sunnah in the lives of her children. She will go into the qabr. She will get the rewards till the day of Qiyamah. They will continue teaching and inviting others and then coming into their lives. She will be in the qabr, but her name will be taken still above the surface of the earth. She made the effort of deen. This is the place for us now to make all these intentions. Ya Allah, those hearts that you give Sahabiyat radiyallahu anhunnah, that is pumping in your heart, that they gave their lives for deen. Ya Allah, give us the same hearts. Now I will take, how long will it take me to change my life? How many more umrahs right now? How many more umrahs right now? This is the pinnacle of spirituality, standing at the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to look at Baytullah. Ya Allah, how much longer will it take for my islah to get made? To reform my heart. Doesn't happen now, Ya Allah. When is it going to happen? And fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fall in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Taste the sweetness of iman. The sweetness the Sahaba ikram had in their hearts. We have to taste it in Zain Madina Munawwara. We have to take it back home with us. With the khajur and the zamzam. We take back 3 things. Hafiz Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was the Amir of UK. He would say, take 3 things back home. You have taken Madina Munawwara, the whole of it back home. Take the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back home. Ya Allah, the things and his sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallam, I love his halqas of ta'aleem that he had, the majalis that he had, the tashkil that he made, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam. I will bring in my home right now. The simplicity, eating on the floor, the du'as, shouldn't be that my home, when he wakes up in the morning, it's like the home of a non-Muslim. No sunnah whatsoever. No rahmat of Allah. No barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The sunnah's in my home. See, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of his sunnah, the love of Ahl al-Bayt, the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Number 2, he will say, take the fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My ummah, and salah. Salah for men in the masjid. The salah should come into my life. Salah into my family, into my children. Salah should be the ta'lim of salah taking place in my home. These are the halqas of ta'lim taking place. The fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What fikr he had. Ya Allah, give me the same fikr that was in his heart. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The concern in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the lives of Sahabiyat radiallahu anhunna. So many incidents. Hanzala radiallahu anhu just gets married. Few days he's married. And now he's intimate with his wife right now. Young couple. We know nikahs, how we prepare them. Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. He proposed, she said yes. He proposed, she said yes. And groom team and this team and that team. Where's the team of Sahaba radiallahu anhu? We're living right now. We are staying right now in the city of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah give us that love with the Sahaba ikram. The young man is married right now. Few days married, intimate with his wife. And here he hears the call in the gullies of Medina Munawwara. Ya khayr Allah irkabi ila thawab Allah farghabi an al-fir. O the husband of Allah, mount your horses. O the husband of Allah, mount your horses. We're not going for holiday. The call has come to go in the path of Allah. The call has come to go out in the path of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in Uhud right now. Who is left in Medina Munawwara? Now proceed, pick up armor and move in the path of Allah. The call is there. Ulama say, imagine that moment right now, a sweet moment with his wife, young girl, young boy. Hazra looks at his wife. She gives him a gesture as if to say, he asks her with language of the eyes, Kya ijazat hai? Main ja sakta hu? Do you give me permission? Can I go right now? Is that asking her for 3 days? We can imagine what's going through her heart right now. And she just gives a gesture. Jao. You can go. He gets off the bed, takes his armor, his sword, and his shield, jumps onto his horse, never to return to his young wife. This was Madina Munawwara. Now is the time for me to change, O my Allah. If Hamzullah could give up his life, and his wife could give him up, Not getting a chance to take ghusl al janab, but also the malaika was sent down to give him the ghusl. One sahabi, gave the life in the path of Allah like this. Yalla, this is the city of love and muhabbat, distribution, hidayat. Yalla, I prepare to open my heart, Yalla. Give me that concern, that fikr and gham and pain for the ummah. For my family, for my children. Then what are you going to do? What are you going to eat? What are you going to study? What are you going to do? How much time are you going to give for Allah's deen? Become a beacon of hidayat. Taqwa of Allah come in your heart. This should be the cry of every mother. The deen husband can bring to the front door. We will welcome the deen into our home. Ya Allah, those sifat that the women of Medina Munawwara had of bashfulness, staying within their homes and controlling from there, Ya Allah, give me that heart. Give me those qualities. Become the women of Jannah. And we will become the queens of our husbands in Jannah also. Here we make the intentions. Give our names. Let those names be presented tonight in the Rosa Mubarak. Let the names be written down and be taken there. We made niyat to change our lives, bring deen in our homes, in our children, whether for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. The majlis is taking place. Shab Guzari taking place. My husband will be there. My son will be there. I will be present with mind and soul. The dua will be there. Now is the time for us to change. O Nabi of Allah, how you regard me to be beautiful, ask Allah to give me that beauty. O sharam and haya, bashfulness, my parda, complete. So when I go into the qabr finally, and when the veils will be removed between my qabr and the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I will be asked, do you recognize who is this? O Nabi of Allah, I brought the deen of Allah in my home. I will recognize you. I will know who you are. Now is the time for me to make the investment, to make the intentions. We'll be leaving, some will be leaving soon. Go to the Rona. Go make our salam in the masjid. And put our entire niyyah to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our intentions. To make our dunya easy also. To make our qabr easy also. And make us, when Ihsan Sahib says, کہ ہم نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے کام کے کام کرنے والے ہیں. وی آر دا ورکرز آف دا ورک آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی آر ناٹ فیشن سیٹرز اور ٹرینڈ سیٹرز. وی آر دا ونز آف سنہ. وی بلونگ ٹو ہم, ہی بلونگز ٹو اس. When people look at me, they see the sunnah, they think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They don't think of some shopping area or shopping place. They think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They think of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my bride. These are my children. This is my household. They make niyat today in Madinah Munawwara at the feet of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. O Nabi of Allah, open our hearts and ask Allah to accept us. Accept our progenies for Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah will be raised. Will be raised Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Will be raised Aisha and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. This is our cry and our dua. We don't want to be raised with the shameless women of the West. We don't want to be with them on the day of Qiyamah. We want to be with the pure ones. Just to finish with one, two karguzaris. Our Jamaat was in the path of Allah. In Sayyidu Sharif, we had tashkil there. And the Sati was saying, our Jamaat went to a certain place. They weren't welcomed. They were thrown to the street. They took their flour, they took their flour with them to make roti. And they wanted someone to bake the roti for them. An old lady was passing by, they were sitting on the street. They asked her to bake the roti for them. She says, "This is Jamaat?" He said, "Yes, we don't host Jamaat here." She said, "Please, we'll pay you for it. It's a high price." They agreed to it. She baked the roti, she brought it back, she gave it to them. They partook of the meal. The next morning she comes back with the money to give back to the Jamaat. He said, "But we paid you already." He said, "I cannot keep the money." "Why can't you keep the money?" He said, "Last night after I baked the roti and he gave it to you all, last night in my dream, I see the most pure, pure woman I ever saw in my life. She came to me. She asked me to stretch my hands out. She took my hands in her hands and she kissed my hands. And she said to me that my father is so proud of you, he would like to come and smell your fragrant hands." So she says, "Who is your father and who are you?" She said, "I am Fatima bint Muhammad. I am Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last night you fed the guests of my father. Last night you fed the guests of my father. You made roti for them. They were out in the path of Allah for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's so proud of you." She said, "When I woke up in the morning, there was fragrance on my hand. How can I keep this money? You are the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Let us become the guest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Present ourselves to your Nabi of Allah. Make dua to Allah that we become like how you want us to be, like the Sahabiha. And our children also make dua that Allah ta'ala make them like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That our health, our wealth, my time, my resources, my beauty, my home, my appliances, my room, my bedroom, my lounge, every part of my home be accepted for your deen, ya Rasulullah. Ask Allah to accept it. Accept my husband to move in your path, the sunnahs into their life. Allah ta'ala accept it from us. Give our intentions. Write it down. Take the parcha, take the paper today. Whoever writes it, take it to the Rosa Mubarak and present it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This Jama'at of Masturat that has come from Umrah, they have come with the intention to take back the Muhammad, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The fikr and concern that was in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the harkat and movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the path of Allah, that I am ready with my mahram to move in the path of Allah. I will send them in the path of Allah. Whether it's the gush, ta'lim in the masjid, masjid taking place, the shab guzari, now my home will become a home of deen. I will set the trend of deen in my home and for all those around me. We make our intentions and thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for this ni'mat of deen we have. I present our intentions to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala fully accept it and our hearts open to the deen of Allah. Allah ta'ala give us the sweetness of iman and return us home. Return us home like newborn babies and we'll start our journey of islah and da'wah in the path of Allah. May Allah ta'ala accept it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أو كريم رحيم الله. يلا ويا ستين يلا. The feet of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Accept us, O Muhammad. ربنا ما حد صلى الله عليه وسلم يجوز أن هذا الصحابي يدل سدي from us يبغى استقامة يبغى إخلاص يبغى love for every سنة يبغى knowledge of every سنة وما هي الله يلا accept our homes to the خدمة السنة وما هي الله all the عبادة was taken place يلا accept it bring us over and over again and accept us to move in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى يلا be kind to us make our dunya make our آخرة يبغى خاتمة بالخير يلا give us شهادة in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى and make it easy for the أمة جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين تشكيل كان يميد نعم and take down the names and the names of all these families we presented it was a مبارك إن شاء الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.